This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have Aaron Zellman, president and founder of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, a real Second Amendment and pro-liberty organization, joining us with his analysis of the New World Order. He also has concerned citizens opposed to police states, and they've certainly got their work cut out for them, so that's coming up a little bit later. In this hour, we're also going to have wide open phones today as well, if you'd like to join us. And I'll be back on the Jeff Rentz program tonight for a full hour as well, just to let the listeners know. U.S. can't rule out North Korean strike, Rumsfeld advisor says. This from Reuters. They say that, yes, we leaked the battle plan 2 months ago to invade North Korea this October. My, this is an underreported story. Preparing, massing troops, pulling them back from the border with North Korea, massing ships and aircraft carriers and aircraft. We'll be discussing this when we get back in the next segment. And you knew this was going to happen. I said this on Monday with the monkeypox. I said, watch, they're going to claim that the smallpox shot will help you with the monkeypox, and they couldn't get the public to take it. 99% plus of the medical workers, firemen, police officers refused the smallpox shot, but now they say monkeypox might spread everywhere. It's now up to 60-something cases, and, well, you just might have to have that smallpox shot after all. Of course, the government launched the anthrax attack. They got caught doing it. Most weaponized form ever seen. The White House was on Cipro, the drug that fights it, 4 weeks before it showed up. And all of a sudden we have West Nile a few years ago popping up that was given to Saddam. That's admitted, being blamed on him. We have the SARS right on time. Just all this, all these little primers for the big bio attack and how we're supposed to behave when it happens and all these big top-off terror drills training us to give up our liberty. So we'll get into U.S. urges smallpox vaccine to protect you from monkeypox exposure. So you knew that was coming. It wasn't hard to predict that, and here it is. Stock loses value over the last few years and has culled the millionaires' ranks. Survey says U.S. Canada have 100,000 fewer millionaires in 2002 despite increase in global wealth. Well, yeah. Americans had half the world's wealth just 10 years ago. Now we have about 40% of the world's wealth, and it's going bye-bye into the European banks' hands. Well, we've had this little rally in the stock market, and it's just that. It's a rally to train you to stay in. The next drop will go below 7,000. That's my prediction. Also, U.S. widens checks at foreign ports. We'll get into that whitewash. We'll get into the announcement of the need to go ahead and invade Iran, not just North Korea and Syria. Saying Iranian nuclear experts visited North Korea, report says. Yeah, but who gave them the nuclear reactors? Donald Rumsfeld, the guy that's saying they need to be attacked now. Who gave Saddam the chemical and biologicals in the 80s, according to the Senate report by Republicans in 94? Donald Rumsfeld, he's the bag man for the globalists when it comes to weapons of mass destruction. UK rejects U.S. plans of regime change in Iran, saying, not yet, but they said that before. Of course, they'll be shown lots of evidence and decide it's good. And Rumsfeld says that Al-Qaeda is busy in Iran. We need to take over now. It's all coming up in the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. Aaron Zellman and much more. Aaron's a great guy, very intelligent, very astute in study. You won't want to miss that. and all this news. We'll come back and tell you about World War III and the forced injections. Okay, stay with us.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk about real issues of real significance. Been telling you for years, we do real talk radio on this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well. I want to go to your calls early in this hour. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. My websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be going to Mike in Florida and others that have been holding patiently here in just a few minutes. But I have to remember that a lot of our stations carry the news in the first five-minute segment, so it's always kind of a recap coming into the out of the 8 after break. So let me detail some of the top stories, and then I will start getting into your calls. And we have Aaron Zellman, founder and president of Jews and Preservation of Firearms Ownership, one of the largest alternative Second Amendment groups out there. He also has concerned citizens opposed to police states to give us his insight into what the New World Order is up to and what they're doing and the commie Nazi tactics they are deploying against the American people and the people of the world. But I said on Monday it was coming. I said, folks, you just know they're going to say that because of the monkeypox outbreak in the Midwest, supposedly originating in Texas, where I sit, that now they're going to need to, well, go ahead and give you a smallpox shot that'll keep you safe. You see, 99%, I haven't done the math, of the medical workers, firemen, policemen have refused the smallpox shot. Remember last year they said, yeah, we want the states to pass the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act where all the health workers and police had to take it. Most of the states refused. It had martial law provisions in it, gun confiscation provisions. It came out in the newspapers. People said no. A few states did pass it. And so what developed from that point? Well, they just put it in page 76 of Homeland Security. And they said, you don't have to take the shot as a fireman, a police officer, a medical worker, a doctor, an ambulance driver, or paramedic, but you won't be able to have a job, you won't be insured if you don't do it. So they tried to pressure the hospitals through policy to do it. A bunch of top epidemiologists and others at major universities and medical centers said the smallpox shot is dangerous, it doesn't protect you from weaponized smallpox. Smallpox is not generally airborne, it's hard to catch, it's not like the flu or the cold bug, and they said there's no reason because of risk analysis to do this. And so the plan fell apart. Then they told medical workers, and I've seen the articles and actually seen the memos they've been given from Idaho to Texas where they've offered them double the pay to forcibly inject you, and guess what? They don't even have to take the shots. And some of them are taking the money in the, quote, training seminars, thousands of dollars they're paid, just to go learn for a few hours how to administer the jab. They just scratch the skin 15 to 30 times. They just stick a blunt needle into your arm with the smallpox virus on it. So this is great news that people are not taking it. And I'm sad that 1 in 1,000, according to MSNBC, have died from the shot. 1 in 1,500 have had a heart attack, and there's only been 296 medical workers and police that have taken it in the 10 largest cities, according to the LA Times, the Associated Press reported. And I know I talk about this a lot because it's such good news that in Connecticut, one article talked about they ordered 20,000 healthcare workers and police to show up to get shots in a two-day period. 4 people showed up. So, again, I haven't done the specific math, but if you've got 20,000 people and 4 people show up to get the shot in one state, Connecticut, I mean, that's 99.999-something. If you've got the 10 largest cities with millions they wanted to vaccinate, with the medical workers, the firemen, the police, all just, you know, millions of people in the 10 largest cities, well, they refused. 296 did it. So somebody can calculate the math on this, but it's 99.9-something are refusing. So I said, people said, well, what is SARS all about? Well, the Toronto Star said it best. It is the UN fear-mongering, trying to get more funding, trying to expand global big pharma health department-type powers. And the SARS thing has really just been a scare tactic. And then we have the West Nile scaring people. We have now the monkeypox. We have suspicious letters. Now we find out mailed from the CIA a $100 million piece of equipment that produces this microfine anthrax. It's an advanced U.S. recipe coated in bentonite, and it's traced back to Fort Detrick, and they have a congressional study of how to mail this stuff. And again, Bush is on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th with his cabinet. The White House press secretary even admitted this. So it's just incredible. You can see who's behind all this. In fact, the Congress wasn't going to pass the Patriot Act, but suddenly most of the Capitol was shut down under anthrax attack. 5 of the 6 office buildings, so-called Federal Protective Services, were in the building at the time interrogating congressmen and women trying to find out who leaked information about prior knowledge. That kind of shut that story down real quick. And then I predict on Monday that they would say, oh, you need to take the smallpox shot. It'll protect you from the monkeypox that just, first cases ever, shows up right on time, stinks to high heaven. This is out of Reuters, out of Chicago. U.S. urges smallpox vaccine for monkeypox exposure. U.S. health authorities on Wednesday recommended smallpox vaccinations for anyone exposed to monkeypox, either from infected pets or from the roughly 63 human cases, all but one in the U.S. Midwest. The U.S. government also banned the importation or trade of African rodents, including Gambian rats, believed to be the original source of the smallpox-like illness previously unseen in the Western Hemisphere, said David Fleming, deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. I'm confident everything that can be done is being done to prevent the spread, Fleming told reporters, citing efforts to track down and euthanize infected animals. A similar ban was placed on the sale and transportation of prairie dogs, a rodent native to the Great Plains that the African rats are believed to have infected, and which in turn trade the virus to humans through bites or scratches. And it says several states affected, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and supposedly it came from Texas. They won't say where exactly. They've listed one pet store, but now I think it's another pet store. They're not sure. Look, I want people to understand something here. And I'm going to shift gears into another subject, but it ties together with this. I have seen from Austin hospitals the death certificates from family members of people who died from spongiform encephalopathy, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, or BSE, the Creutzfeldt-Jacobs, all the different terms and diagnoses they give it. But it said Creutzfeldt-Jacobs, BSE, in humans, spongiform encephalopathy. That it said it on the paper I have seen, and I've heard other stories out of Austin. We've had guests on who've had family members who have died, and the hospital listed it, refused to do an autopsy because the crystals, the prion crystals, will get on the metal instruments. They have to be burned because of liability. The entire hospital room is contaminated. This stuff is that bad. And they've kept it quiet. They've kept the story shut down. It came out 3 weeks ago that they found mad cow in some cows and then in three or four herds in two different provinces of Canada, including Saskatchewan. Then the Billings Gazette reported that part of the herd had been brought to the U.S. The feds were swarming around, and the story shut down just like that. I mean, with the snap of the fingers, this thing just got shut down. So why am I bringing this up with monkeypox and all the rest of this? If the Centers for Disease Control doesn't want you to know about an outbreak, you won't know about it. It'll be in a medical journal a year later. Okay, that's what the gatekeepers, the editors, and people do. They get calls all the time and get told to shut up, to not talk to the press. The AMA will call people. The board of directors of hospitals that are all in the federal dole will get a call. If they didn't want you to know about this monkeypox, you wouldn't know about it. They're doing this to fearmonger and saying maybe everybody needs to take the smallpox shot so they'll be safe. So if they don't want you to know about something, you won't. Do you know what the number one epidemic in the U.S. now is, emerging epidemic? At least 80,000 cases a year now of untreatable or drug-resistant tuberculosis, and that's a number I got a year ago that was out of one of the medical wires online. They've already set up modern sanitariums. They've already set up modern places where you are locked in a room and have your food slid under the door and you shower in there and you're not allowed to leave it. Okay, with tuberculosis. You know what the number one cause of death in Russia is now under the age of 50? After that, it's heart attacks and cancer. It is drug-resistant or drug-immune TB. Mexico's got it pouring in. Your kids are sitting next to illegals from Russia and Poland and Mexico and China. When your kid gets tuberculosis, it won't be in the newspaper. Okay? 80,000 cases a year of this now. It is exploding. And you do see a few news articles, but it's isolated regionally about how bad things have gotten. They put you in one of these jail cells for a parking ticket or something, or not paying your fines. A lot of you are getting in these jails for some, diseased wino has been coughing tuberculosis all over the walls. So just know this. If they didn't want you to hear about SARS, you wouldn't. If they didn't want you to hear about monkeypox, you wouldn't. Anything they promote is for fear-mongering purposes. All right, we'll come back and talk to folks in Florida and others.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Termbusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com. Or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today. So call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It is faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 during the day and back from 9 to midnight, all time central. Coming up, Aaron Zellman, founder, president of Concerned Citizens Opposed to Police States and Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Then coming up, stock losses, coal millionaire ranks. There's 100,000 less millionaires in the U.S. and Canada. Also, Mr. Rumsfeld says that he wants to go ahead and invade Iran and wants to have a preemptive strike on North Korea. And, yes, they've got a national draft lined up for you and your family, and you'll be all for it after the globalists launch a couple more terrorist attacks to get you all prepared for that so they can pose as your savior during that process. Right now, let's talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good, sir.
Well, I had three things I really wanted to point out. First thing is I was watching this past Monday on Hannity and Combs, and they had a guest on who was debating the pros and cons of going to war with Iraq. And as the argument ended, the gentleman who was the guest asked Sean Hannity if he believed that it was a good thing that we gave weapons to Iraq and gave them training in the 80s and helped them and nurture them for all these times. And Sean Hannity basically came out and said, yes, I think it was a good idea that we armed Iraq. I think it's a good thing to do. The man's basically...
Did he ask, was it a good idea to have April Gillespie, U.S. ambassador, on orders from George Herbert Walker Bush to tell Saddam to go ahead and invade Kuwait 1 week before he did it?
No, I don't think he covered that, but I did see that he had an ad up in some paper of the picture of, I believe it was Donald Rumsfeld meeting with Saddam Hussein back in the 80s, or Dick Cheney, one of the guys, whoever it was.
No, it was Rumsfeld, and there's a photo from an 83 meeting. He was also there in 84. He was a liaison for the chemical and biological weapons. That is part of a Republican senatorial report.
Yeah, I mean, it just, to me, it was, I mean, when Hannity...
Sir, do you know who gave the nuke reactors that can produce, according to the Associated Press and the Federation for American Scientists, 100 nuclear bombs, warheads a year? Donald Rumsfeld in 1997 and 8. It was Clinton that got all the blame, and obviously he allowed it to happen. He's a traitor and a sniveling, gun-grabbing socialist, but it was Rumsfeld doing the dirty deed itself, as usual.
Very true. And speaking of Donald Rumsfeld, I'm glad you brought that point. That was another thing I was going to mention, was that that I recently saw an article where Donald Rumsfeld was talking, like you said, preemptively invading Iran, saying that they may soon have nuclear weapons. But
sir, they've
that...
already announced they're going to start transmissions sometime next month, broadcasting radio and TV, taking over Iranian television and TV, broadcasting in, telling their people to overthrow the government. They have leaked the plan publicly 2 months ago to start bombing preemptively North Korea in October. Kim Jong-il has disappeared underground and may launch a preemptive strike. They're trying to push that psychopath to do something after they gave him the nukes. You see how this works?
Yes, sir. Well, the thing that gets me about that is, like I was saying about Rumsfeld, is that, you know, he just recently said this, but I've looked from reports from the BBC from 2002 of them saying that a British company, DTI, was selling nuclear parts to Iran already.
Yeah, and so did the U.S., and that's in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. We show how they arm North Korea, how they arm Iraq, how they arm Iran, how they arm Syria. This is what they do. It's like the old Western where the bad, corrupt sheriff who works for the railroad wants to take the family's land, and he's already killed the 10-year-old or 12-year-old boy's father and trying to take the land that's got the gold on it. And the 12-year-old comes out, and the sheriff throws a gun down and says, go ahead, pick it up, boy, pick it up. Thanks for the call. When that kid picks that gun up, the sheriff's got the quick draw and fills him full of holes. Let's talk to Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I heard you talking about with Craig Roberts yesterday, and I think that was a very good topic, even though some might consider that ethereal. It's important to know that you do have to do something, even if the odds look like they're against you. The way I read the Bible, you know, we may not win this, especially if we don't wake up enough people up, but you got to know that even though the odds are against you, you still got to defend your family. You still have to try because you are going to answer for what you do. I also wanted to thank you for staying pretty much on topic. There's a lot of hosts that are letting topics of aliens and, you know, a million Chinese robotoids come across the air, and it's important to maintain credibility and not let patriots look like idiots through these kind of topics that are getting out.
Well, that's done to discredit wider topics. They'll mix things in that can't be proven.
That's it. I want to thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Larry. Aaron Zellman's up next, and then we'll take calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But it is being underreported that our government, the illegitimate government, is saying they're going to invade at least three more countries on the 61 hit list. They got 61 countries left. It was 63, but now it's 61.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right. Thanks for joining us again on this live Thursday edition, the 12th of June, 2003. And coming up in a few minutes, I've got a guest that I really respect who's done a lot of wonderful work in awakening and freeing the minds of not just the American people, but the population globally. And that's Aaron Zellman, founder and the head of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, and everybody can be a member. And, of course, he also has another great organization that's gained a lot of steam since he founded it a few years ago, and that is Concerned Citizens Opposed to Police States. And we'll talk about the Second Amendment. We'll talk about the so-called war on terror. It's really a war on rights, and how the globalists really fund the Muslim terrorists from all the evidence I have. Now, that's all coming up, and your calls. And then I want to get into U.S. can't rule out North Korea's strike, Rumsfeld advisor says, after Rumsfeld on the board of ABB was the back man to North Korea giving him the weapons. Big news, as they say they're about to go into Iran and all these other countries. And isn't it funny what Larry Pratt said 2 days ago on this show, the head of Gun Owners of America, that the Iraqis can have semi-automatic and fully automatic rifles, but we can't. Under Saddam, they could have it. Under the new government, they can have it because they won't turn them in. They already tried. But Americans can't. So they get more rights than we do. An occupied country gets more rights than we do. So we'll talk about that with Aaron Zellman as well today. Before we go to Aaron, I really want to encourage listeners to get my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's a great value at $12. 911, Descent into Tyranny. It's like a reader's digest of information, concentrated information on the history of government-sponsored terrorism, what happened on 911, the police state, the concentration camps, the foreign troops, how to fight the globalists, their plans, 911, Descent into Tyranny, only $12, and you really need to get this book, full of graphics and photos and diagrams. It's an amazing book. You need to have it. My newest film is out, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It is actually 2 hours and 40 minutes long. I kept saying 2 hours and 37 minutes. It's more like 2:39:50, but doesn't matter. It's over 2.5 hours long. Covers dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism from Germany to the Middle East to the United States, where the government admits it carries out bombings and shootings to blame it on their enemies. Patriot Act 1 and 2, and Ashcroft lying and saying there is no Patriot Act 2, which he finally admitted last week there is, because of pressure. We get into the government-run white slavery rings, and I don't mean rumors, I mean BBC, AP, where they've been caught doing this, Dying Corps, the UN, and others. Massive information on that. We also get into forced inoculations, gun control. It's a new film, 2 hours and 30-plus minutes long, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Of course, there's Police State 1, Police State 2. They're both excellent. 911, The Road to Tyranny. My film about 911 and part two of that, The Masters of Terror. I had to make two films on the subject of 911 and write a book. I still haven't covered all the hardcore evidence. If you get three or more of any of the nine videos, they drop down from $25.95 to $20 a piece, and you are authorized to make copies of my films for nonprofit, educational, not-for-sale purposes. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films today. Don't wait. or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Expose the evildoers, the enemy combatants that run our government, that are overthrowing our legitimate republic. They are the traitors. They are the enemies of America. How dare them wrap themselves in the flags, whether they're Chuckie Schumer or George Bush, while they slit the throat of this republic. Okay, let's go to Aaron Zellman. Aaron, great to have you on the show today. I really appreciate it, and now you've got a lot to talk about. First off, tell us about your organization, JPFO, and C-COPS as well.
Thank you, Alex. JPFO, the name of it is Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, was founded a little over 14 years ago to publicly challenge the leadership of the Jewish community that does, for the most part, support gun control, and quite bluntly ask these folks if they've learned anything from history. And the answer is pretty obvious. The answer is no. That's why they support gun control schemes and the Big Brother government schemes and are very enamored with socialism. So we've tried, Alex, to get these people to open their eyes, but we've decided that it's going to be an uphill battle doing that, so we thought we'd try to circle the wagons around them, them being the leadership of the Jewish community, and reach out to many other people and help them understand what the leadership of the Jewish community fails to grasp. And we've been having a lot of success at doing that. So we have done it through publications of our books or little pamphlets, our freedom pamphlets. We're working on our own documentary, as you may have heard by now. We have a website, jpfo.org, where people can go and get alerts and find all the information that we've published and download it. And so that's pretty much what we do. C-COPS is undergoing a C-COPS being Concerned Citizens Opposed to Police States is going to be revamped. And we've got an exciting strategy to replace that. It'll still deal with police state policies, but we think we have found a better way to get people who don't understand what's going on to come on board and to become aware and hopefully frightened as to what is happening in America. You know, I have a saying, Alex. I say that when governments get scared, that they do scary things. And that's what's going on in America today, as you have certainly documented. So
well, let's go over the police state first, and we'll get into the Second Amendment and Bush's traitorous anti-American activities with Herr Clinton and others, but and his whole neocon agenda with the Trotskyite crowd, which is now admitted. Even the National Post of Canada just reported the ghost of Trotsky walks the White House because they are running things and they know what they're doing. This is the takeover we're seeing right now. But Ashcroft said last year, there is no Patriot Act. If you say there's a Patriot Act 2, or he said, if you say that Patriot Act 1 takes your liberties, phantoms have lost liberties, you're aiding the terrorist, and you will lose your liberties. Then he said 2.5 months ago, there is no Patriot Act 2. And then last Thursday, he said, okay, there is. We want to be able to arrest you for any terrorist reason and execute you. Well, Section 802 of the first Patriot Act says any action that endangers human life that is a violation of any federal or state law. So that's so broad, it's anybody and everybody. And we've seen laws where they want to arrest protesters, calling it terrorism. The governor of California has called for that. Conservatives have called for that in Oregon. We see across the board, Republicans and Democrats together on the police state, the Chuckie Schumers, the Feinsteins, the Bushes, the Senator Menaces out of Oregon, the Mike Van Winkles, Assistant Attorney General of California, saying protesting a war might be helping terrorists, that might be terrorism. We're hearing now the First Amendment might be terror. Your analysis of Patriot 1 and 2, and we're now hearing about death camps at Guantanamo Bay, and, oh, it could be for Americans, too, no judge, no jury. Your analysis of that, Aaron Zellman.
Well, you know, it's almost unbelievable. I mean, I think most people have just simply tuned out. They can't come to grips with the reality of what's happening here in America.
And that's the Reuters headline in BBC, as well as the Associated Press. U.S. announces death camps. They said it. A mass assembly line execution chamber. Does that sound fun?
Well, let's put it this way. It's all been done before. The United States is you know, the people who run this country have all gone to the same dictator school as the people who have run the former Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Cuba or Cambodia or, you know, wherever you want to go. Just pick the dictatorship.
Well, it's even the same name, Reich Security, Homeland Security.
Well, that should frighten people on its own, but most people don't understand the history behind that. But I, as I said before, you know, when governments get scared, they do scary things. And I think the government is scared. The United States government is scared, but for more reasons than just terrorism. I think you're seeing an awakening amongst a growing number of people that the government itself, I mean, the system of government in America, is shaky. That people see that this is, it's falling apart. And that the government is concerned about losing power.
Well, I totally agree.
That's probably why we have the Patriot Act 1, 2, and I'm sure there'll be 3, 4, 5, and 6. But we are looking at a situation where those who are in power don't want to lose power. Those who are in power are willing to do anything to keep power. And I mean, there's no difference. We're rapidly reaching the point where there's no difference between the socialist concept and the National Socialist Workers, the Nazi Party, and what's going on in America. It's the same old, same old. This is not something, I'm not trying to be facetious about this, but when I've talked to some Holocaust survivors or people who have escaped from the Soviet Union, they're in shock as to what they see happening in America. They've lived through it before.
Aaron, on this radio show, I have old German women, old German men, old Czechoslovakian men. They call in every week and they say, you know, with their accents, we saw the same thing in Russia, the same thing in Poland. I saw the same thing as a little girl in Germany, the same slogans, the same uniforms, the same, we're going to protect you from these terrorists. And so we are seeing a repeat, Aaron.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, on our website, there's a quote from Goring when he was a prisoner in, during the Nuremberg trial.
Yeah, why don't you read that quote?
I don't have it in front of me. I forget.
Well, he just talked about how you use a war to get the people unified and then take their rights away.
That's right. And then people who complain about that, you just point to them as being traitors. And it's the same old, same old.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Bush has taken on the so-called conservative mantle, where in substance he's a gun grabber, open border, supercomputers to China, blocks Dan Burton's committee on Pardongate. We know the truth, but think of the liberal backlash when they get in and have all these Patriot Act powers, and then they're going to be all vitriolic, thinking they're on some holy crusade against the right-wingers, and it's going to be you and I that are in trouble.
It's going to be anybody, Alex, who even utters something called a name like the Bill of Rights or the Constitution.
By the way, you bring that up, and I keep jumping in there because it's so interesting, Aaron. Have you seen my film, The Road to Tyranny?
No, I haven't.
Well, in the video in Kansas City, I have the head FEMA guy there in a classroom of police. And, of course, he tells him this is all off the record, don't you? And then he tells him in a firefighter shooting video of this that, quote, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson are terrorists. All Christians are enemies of the federal government, period. Then we have their training manuals. So they mention defenders of the U.S. Constitution, homeschoolers. I know you've seen those. That was in the Washington Times.
Sure.
What do you think about that covert training that's going on everywhere right now?
Well, my advice to Americans, frankly, is that you're not going to be able to stop this. You're going to have to fight it. And my advice to Americans is to master long-range rifles. I hope I don't have to peel that onion anymore for people. But that's about the last hope they're going to have, is mastering the use of a long-range rifle. I mean, you can take your AK-47, throw it in the fireplace, it's going to be useless. You got to learn how to master long-range rifles, because you're going to have to deal with it on that level if this cancer spreads and becomes so severe that we have no choice. I mean, we will have a choice if the government doesn't push it, but the government may not give us a choice. And some people probably think I'm being an extremist, But I'm just dealing with the reality of the situation.
Well, Aaron, I've had you
on the handwriting's on the wall. You know, I mean,
well, I've had you on probably 10 times over the last few years. I've never heard you talk like this. What are the indicators that are upsetting you so much?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I guess it's a realization of just how much evil there is in the world after working on this documentary that we've been putting together. And you look at that the type of evil that's around the world, and you see that it's also here in America. And that there are people who become who are just taken over by this evil, and there are people in government, and they can't. You know, it just becomes their mantra, it becomes their religion to have power. They worship power and nothing else.
Now that's what O'Brien.
That's what's so darn scary, you know.
That's what Aaron. That's what O'Brien, who is torturing Winston in the Ministry of Love, tells him in 1984. He says, "We are the priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power, power for power's sake."
Well, there you go. But that's what we have in America today, and anybody who is, you know, wants to bury their head in the sand and doesn't want to deal with these realities, well, maybe they'll be the first to go because they're totally useless anyways. They're only in the way.
Well, I've pointed that out, that tyrants seem to feed on their minions first. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think part of it is that the tyrant looks at the people who have put him in power as very weak people, because if they're willing to turn on their own Americans, their own citizens, and they're willing to give up freedom so easily, to put an evil person in power, that evil person no longer has any faith in these people, and they do not admire them anymore because they see that they are useless.
Well,
that they're parasites.
Also, they can undermine and put in another dictator after them.
That's right. So they want to get rid of those people.
We saw it in Russia. We saw it with Night of the Long Knives, Pol Pot in Cambodia, Mao in China, Fidel Castro in Cuba. It's the same story over and over again.
I mean, if you're going to betray your own people, they fear that you will betray them. And so, again, this is why the useful idiots, if we can use that term, will be the first to go.
Well, I can't believe we've gotten to this point. You know, $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon and there's no investigation. $1 trillion is missing, Aaron.
Well, maybe they just printed it up, Alex. Maybe they didn't steal it from the taxpayers this time.
Now, people try to focus it, everything in on Ashcroft. But obviously, Bill Clinton helped set all this up. So did the president before him. But now we've got Ashcroft. He really seems to enjoy what he's doing. What do you think of Ridge and Ashcroft and the rest of the Hermann Goerings and Heinrich Himmlers we've got on the Hill right now?
Well, I think that the comment I made before, when governments get scared, they do scary things. And I think that there's a lot of these folks who are scared, and they're doing scary things.
You know, I agree with you because I've done 900 interviews. It's coming up on 900 since 911. And Aaron, I go on these shows, and I'll take 30 calls, and nobody disagrees. I mean, big talk shows, talk show hosts that disagree with me. And all I hear is an awakening happening. So we're in a race now, and they know their time is short. Stay right there, my friend. We'll come back and talk about the Second Amendment and more with Aaron Zeltman.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. Now what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back. Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063. Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-888-887-2063.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to hold Aaron Zellman into the next hour if he can do it, and I want to take your calls on the Second Amendment, on the police state, on the New World Order. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We ended the last segment, Aaron, with you saying that there's a massive awakening happening to the corruption in government, that people see the lies now, and so the globalists are scared. And I second that. In our positions where we actually are out there in the public and talk to people and do interviews and see what's happening, we get a grip of things, a grasp of things. The average person's kind of isolated, alone, and doesn't know that three doors down, there's somebody thinking just like them. It's great to get out there and network. What are some of the other solutions you see, and some of the other key areas, the threats to liberty you see, and what are some of the most frightening developments inside this Homeland Security dictatorship that you're concerned about?
Well, I think there's a threat to everything. In other words, the entire Bill of Rights is under attack. It's not just the First Amendment or the Second Amendment, but there is an effort to destroy the entire Bill of Rights. And I think the first thing we have to do is help people understand that the Bill of Rights exists because it's a list of clauses telling the government what it cannot do. And we really have to, Alex, we really have to reach out to people and get them to understand what the government is doing to them by helping them understand what the government was not supposed to do in the first place. So that might be a step in the right direction for us to undertake.
You call it the Bill of Rights culture.
Yes, the Bill of Rights culture would be, all the Bill of Rights for all citizens, and that anything that violates the Bill of Rights is prohibited and must cease to exist. Immediately. So that's a Bill of Rights culture, where there's a zero tolerance for those who violate the Bill of Rights. Any proposed law, any existing law, any effort to violate the Bill of Rights simply must cease to exist.
It's absolutely incredible.
Now, that is the only way we're going to save this country. I mean, we're going to have to take that step, which is where we started out from to begin with. I mean, if we go back to that step, it's full circle. That's why we told the British to drop dead and shot them. And so we have to just take this full circle again.
Well, they've been setting up for conflict with the American people for a while because they knew the things they had planned were so horrible a lot of people would get off the bench. And we're trying to let them know that our numbers are so great, our resolve is strong enough, so they will back off. But in their ivory towers, I think they have gotten a bit delusional and are not listening to their social architects and the professors that advise them on how to take over. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, I think people in government have always been delusional. You know, they think that they can bring about a better world if everyone would just listen to them and let them do what they want to do. Delusional is putting it mildly. You're being very diplomatic. I think maybe crazy, mentally unbalanced.
Well, here's a
might
quote.
Be a little more appropriate.
Here's a quote by Sarah Brady. This was published in the National Educator magazine. She said this on the House floor, Senate floor. Our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. Sarah Brady, chairman of Handgun Control, to Senator Howard Metzenbaum, the National Educator, 94, page 3, January 94, page 3. Unideer in 2001 had their July meeting in New York. They said, civilian ownership of firearms threatens a legitimate power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly of the state is a dictatorship, is it not?
Indeed it is. And I think that if you study the history of the world and those countries where they've been able to take guns away from people and leave people defenseless, the power of the state has been to murder people.
And now Bush says he'll sign the assault weapons ban with pleasure and add some other goodies to it. We'll be back with Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms. We'll give you the website, the phone number, and more when we get back.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free